It is now commonly referred to in Washington as the leak.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That is to say, the disclosure to columnist Robert Novak and perhaps other journalists of the sensitive fact that Valerie Plame was an undercover CIA operative. It appears on the surface that someone in the Bush administration had chosen this way to retaliate against her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. He incurred the wrath of the White House by throwing cold water on the idea, backed by forged documents, that Saddam Hussein, in pursuit of a nuclear weapon, had tried to buy uranium in the African country of Niger. Who was responsible for the lethal leak of highly classified information about the identity of an undercover officer is something that the Justice Department says it is investigating. But don't hold your breath waiting for the answer. Administrations have rarely been very good about investigating themselves, and history suggests that a congressional investigation with the power of subpoena would be a more promising route to take. I can recall several White House self-investigations that I have covered. There was, first of all, Watergate. Not many remember that President Nixon first designated his counsel, John Dean, to find out who had ordered the break-in into Democratic headquarters. Dean never did write that report. Instead, he jumped ship and negotiated a plea bargain with the prosecutor. The first real investigation was conducted by a special Senate committee headed by Sam Ervin of North Carolina. That led to a House impeachment investigation, and that forced Nixon to resign. President Ford named a commission headed by Vice President Nelson Rockefeller to investigate CIA surveillance of anti-war dissidents and other misdeeds by the agency. The tougher investigations that led to the disclosure of CIA assassination plots against Fidel Castro and others were conducted by Senate and House special committees. President Reagan named former Senator John Tower as head of a panel investigating what became known as the Iran-Contra scandal, that is, the illegal transfer of missiles to Iran in return for money to finance the illegal Contra insurgency in Nicaragua. There followed a lengthy investigation by a joint congressional committee, best remembered as a launching platform for White House staffer Oliver North. North, along with his superior, Admiral John Poindexter, were eventually convicted of perjury, the convictions, however, overturned on a technicality. Will there be a congressional investigation of the leak? Less likely than the others because of the Republican majorities in both chambers of Congress. But if there is one, maybe it could recycle Senator Howard Baker's famous question in the Watergate investigation, what did the president know, and when did he know it? This is Daniel Shore.